In 1971, violinist Leroy Jenkins, bassist Cerrone, and drummer Jerome Cooper formed a singular group known as the Revolutionary Ensemble. They broke up 6 years and a handful of albums later. Last year, the band reunited to make a new CD. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead says it's like they'd never been away.
The Revolutionary Ensemble was one of the great jazz bands of the 1970s. The trio almost epitomized that much maligned era in jazz. It was a time of rethinking the available possibilities, when new instrumental combinations and new ways of sorting out ensemble roles became common. The 70s avant-garde often had a lighter touch than the 60s version, not so loud and bashing. Here was a band with a proud backwoods violin out front, given plenty of elbow room by bass and drums. That makes for an airy texture. Violinist Leroy Jenkins came up in the Chicago Collective, the Association for the Advancement of Creative Musicians, where colleagues like Leo Smith and the Art Ensemble of Chicago valued silence as a counterbalance to sound. It's remarkable how easily this group picks up where it left off a quarter century ago. Their new CD is, and now, the Revolutionary Ensemble on the Pi label. Since these players parted ways, Leroy Jenkins has become a force in contemporary music, collaborating with dancer Bill T. Jones and writer Greg Tate, among others. Drummer Jerome Cooper has played inventive solo concerts, accompanying himself with pre-programmed electronics he triggers live. Cooper also saw the Twin Towers collapse from an East Village rooftop. On his long elegiac suite 911544, Cooper blows his Mexican folk oboe, the chirimia, while drumming with his feet. Bassist Cerrone is as handy with a bow as the violinist is, which helps the blend. But he knows better than to crowd Leroy Jenkins, given the fiddler's expressive sense of pitch. Let the man breathe. Cerrone has been working out of Berlin and Vienna for years, and he brought the catchiest tunes back to the band, including Ism Schism, whose theme sounds like something Mozart's parents danced to. The band wisely treat it with that breezy detachment that's central to their charm. Great to have him back.
Kevin Whitehead teaches English and American Studies at the University of Kansas, and he's a jazz columnist for eMusic.com.